Welcome to Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. This week, Terry Tote had a chance to sit down with the Hillsboro Old Settlers Committee, including Sam Whitlow, Lisa Irvin, John and Susie Gaylor, and Doug Johnson.
We're talking with Sam Whitlow, Lisa Irvin, John and Susie Gaylor, Doug Johnson. And well, let's first start off. Lisa, you drew the short straw, so you get to talk first. Tell us about the dates of the Old Settler Celebration.
It's going to be the first Wednesday and Thursday in August every year from until the foreseeable future, which this year's August 2nd and 3rd, with our car show and country fair falling on July 30th. That's a Sunday.
And the car show will be basically in the same spot?
Yes, it'll be uptown, around the square, and on Main Street.
And Sam Whitlow's sitting over here, and he's going to probably talk to us more about the car show. Right, Sam?
Right.
Tell us about how folks can get involved and register and that sort of thing.
Well, registers start at 9 to noon. Just come, bring your car, get it registered. Rod Stewart's taking the reins now, so me and Barb's going to be up there helping them this year. Basically, it's about the same system, and then at noon, we're going to have entertainment on the Lincoln stage.
What sort of entertainment are you planning?
Some band. I don't remember what it's called.
But it's called the Strugglers.
Struggler.
All right. And what time should they show up for registration again? 9 o'clock?
Well, there's some shows up at 6 o'clock. It don't make no difference.
Okay. As long as you show up, right? Yeah. Okay. And about what time will they be done, Sam?
Like I said, registration quit at noon. The judging starts from noon, and whenever they get them all judged, and I say about 4 o'clock, maybe somewhere along there. So.
And I know there's an awful lot of folks that come around and ask a lot of questions about these cars,
yeah.
Don't they? And,
yeah.
And usually have a pretty good crowd doing that. So
had a real good crowd last year.
Of course, a lot of it depends on the weather.
Yeah.
If you get a good touch of weather, you'll have probably a pretty good crowd. All right. So that's the Sunday event. That's the car show. Anything else associated with the Sunday events along with the car show? Susie?
We'll have all of the regular favorites. Our church service is a little different this year. We have moved it from the Beckermeyer School grounds to the Hillsboro Moose Lodge there on Main Street. The time is also different. It's at 10:30 instead of 10 o'clock, followed by the Little Miss contest at 2. We'll also honor our Honor Society members during the church service, and the ponytail, pigtail, household science, and the crawling contest will all be down at the zone this year.
Why was the move necessary?
The shade trees at Beckermeyer that they always depended on got chopped down, and there's no place to sit up the chairs and be in the shade. And in July, it gets rather hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. Talk to us about the honored guests this year. Can you mention those? Or John can do it if he wants to. There you go.
Not
sir.
A problem.
All right.
Yeah, that's because I'm going to get to introduce these folks at the after the church service on Sunday.
Okay.
First on our list, we have Dave Emler, and he's represented by the Hillsboro Sertoma Club. He's kind of a recent transplant. I won't say recent, but 10 or 15 years moved to the Hillsboro Coffeen area. Just a wonderful gentleman. Nancy Harrell is representing the Hillsboro United Methodist Church. We have Ann Huber from St. Angela's Catholic Church. Earl and Carolyn Meyer from St. Paul's Lutheran, Glenn and Nancy Savage with the Hillsboro Free Methodist Church, and Jerry Wesley is representing the Hillsboro Rotary Club. So it's a very, very nice group of honorees.
And tell us about the honorees and why these people have been chosen and you've chosen to recognize them.
We find that there's always special people in your community that, you know, you always see people that really hang out and do great big things. A lot of times these people just do, in their own walks of life, do great deeds just in a manner that's just taking care of their own lives and being around people. These organizations, Sertoma, then the churches, feel these people represent, or from their organizations, really represent people who have done special things with their organizations as well as the community. And so that's what the Old Settlers is, a community event. It's all about community. It's about Hillsboro and coming together as a town and as an area. And so we like this. This is a great way with people that have done that in their organizations and living their lives.
People who basically do things out of the limelight.
Precisely. And some are. I mean, Earl Meyer obviously was education, a big guy. Jerry Wesley, he was a superintendent. We've got people that have done really big things in the community also, I feel. But a lot of them, it's still just doing those simple things, getting the church organizations going, or maybe being in charge of the funeral dinners or whatever at various churches. Just little things. But it's so important just for keeping the community going and making us all come together.
And this is one of the neat parts about Old Settlers, I think, because, you know, not a whole lot of the homecoming type organizations have this sort of a presentation or an honoring system to where you honor citizens.
It's one of the things that makes Old Settlers different. It's a little bit different than some other type of town celebrations and county fairs, and it always has been. It's fun. I think that's one thing, especially you step back, you're part of the organization, and you do things like this. It's pretty cool.
And, of course, Old Settlers kind of tells us summer's almost gone. You know, that's kind of unfortunate. If you like summer, I'm a summertime guy. I like summertime. But Old Settlers kind of says, okay, we're getting close to shutting down summertime, so let's have one, you know, last blast here and have a great celebration.
Yeah,
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the Kitty Parade. Doug, is that your purview there, my friend?
It is.
Talk to us a little bit about the Kitty Parade. When is it going to be? Where the lineup needs to take place and that sort of thing, the various categories that are involved?
The parade will take place Thursday, August 3rd at 10 a.m. The lineup is at 9 o'clock. We have redone some of the categories a little bit this year and increased the prizes so that it makes it a little more worthwhile for people to participate. What other information did you want on that?
Well, and the Rotary Club is part of
this
year.
Yes, Rotary Club actually last year took over. It's one thing that we thought we could do to help the community, and we've enjoyed doing it last year, and we're looking forward to doing the same this year.
Old Settlers is such a unique celebration. It's kind of in the middle of the week, you know, the main 2 days, and so we kind of get to shut down things and enjoy this sort of activity, and having the kitty parade earlier in the day when it's a little bit cooler, I think, is such a great idea.
Yeah, it can still be warm at that time of day, but it's much more comfortable usually than it would be at 1 o'clock.
Or 6 o'clock at night. Yeah. Kids can be a little bit cranky at that point. So lineup again is going to be where, Doug?
It's at the Presbyterian Church parking lot, and the lineup is at 9 a.m., judging at 9:30 a.m., and then the parade itself is at 10.
And what's the route going to be? Same route as
we typically have.
All right, and I guess we've had some changes in the Little Miss, people who help coordinate that, and Lisa, I guess tag, you're it. Okay.
Yes, this year our former Little Miss coordinator, Chrissy Lentz, had done it for many years. She stepped back. And this year, Kendra Durbin, Krista Huber, and Jordan Butler have stepped up to run it. And they've got some new ideas and are making some changes. So it should be good to see what this new event's going to look like.
I guess we need to actually go through the schedule for Old Settlers. We found out what was going to go on Sunday the 30th, so let's talk about the middle
days. Let's add a couple things on Sunday, though, because after the church service with the Honor Society, and Sam's talked about getting the car show going, there's a lot of other things. We've got the Household Sciences, which will be up at the zone, just a couple doors down from the plaza. And, you know, he'll have photos, baby photos, pet photos, and then all the household science stuff that comes in, the exhibits for that. Kids categories. Yeah, and that includes the Lego stuff, right?
Lego sculptures, Rice Krispie sculptures, and any animal photos, and all entries get free ride tickets. Whether they win or lose, they get free ride tickets if they just enter something in those categories.
So well, that sounds like a pretty darn good deal.
Yeah. Yeah, but then back at the Moose Club, after we get through the Honor Society, we'll have the baby crawling contest, and that's about 1 o'clock. Oh, excuse me, that's up at the zone. I'm reading that wrong. Oh, and ponytail and pigtail zone, too. Okay,
yes.
Okay, that's moved. So baby crawling at the zone, ponytail and pigtail contest at the zone, and then the Little Miss will come in at 2 o'clock at the Moose Club, and that's what Lisa was just talking about. But then we also have to include, because these are very popular events, the dog show, which will be held behind the TCU office, which is on Wood Street. It's shaded back there. There's a lot of big oak trees, and it's a better place to be than having your poor dog sweat to death or pat himself to death out in the sunshine.
And probably not too good on the pet owner either.
No, not really. But the poor pets, you just really worry about them. We can have some really hot days. We used to be up on the square by the courthouse, but it's hard to find some good shaded place up there. But then the following one, this is one I'm in the middle of, is the turtle race the Sertoma Club sponsors, and I've been Turtlemeister for that for at least since the early 90s.
So, John, do you get a special cape or anything to
wear?
No,
but I do have a special turtle T-shirt that I wear.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd love to have a turtle outfit, but I'd probably melt now if I had something like that, you know.
I guess we should say be careful what you wish for.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
somebody's going to hear this and say, hey, we're going to need to make John a little outfit here. Mm-hmm. So,
but anyway, that'll conclude the Sunday stuff. I will mention also that the Harkey House, which is just a block off Main Street, it's the oldest dwelling in Hillsboro, will be open for an open house on Sunday, and that's from 12 to 3 on Sunday, and that'll be open again on Thursday afternoon. And that's kind of a popular thing too. It's quite historical.
For somebody who's lived in a cave and doesn't know what the Harkey House is, it's the oldest home in Hillsboro.
In Hillsboro.
Yeah.
Hillsboro.
I mean, this is the historical roots of Hillsboro here.
Right, precisely. And it was actually moved too. I think it was, if I remember right, that came from where Dr. McFarland's office is now. And then was moved a block or two blocks to save the dwelling, and they had an empty lot to put it on. So, I can remember the move when I was a kid, and it was pretty spectacular. So.
And if you've never been through it, it's really kind of interesting to take a stroll through and look at all the neat things.
And the Historical Society's done a good job maintaining things through the years, and it's another one of those labors of love that goes way above the call. So it's nice.
The Blackman Evans House, too, which is Ida Bell Evans House, will be open Thursday afternoon as well. It's right across the street from First Community Bank.
All right. And the activities, by the way, most all the activities, of course, downtown in Hillsboro, which is really what makes it neat. And if you've never experienced old settlers walking downtown with, shoulder to shoulder, it's quite an experience. It's kind of like going to the ballpark, on a World Series day. You've got people just shoulder to shoulder and a lot of people buzzing around and having a lot of fun. Let's go through the activities coming up on Wednesday. Of course, food booths and game booths and all sorts of stuff and rides. But let's talk about some of the activities that are scheduled for Wednesday.
Well, I think the biggest thing is the crowning of the Old Settlers Queen. We have 7 young ladies that have been working all summer for the possibility of being crowned Miss Old Settlers. And that will take place. The parade starts at 7 p.m. and the coronation is at 7:30 p.m. So that's always a big event for us. And then Wednesday night following that, of course, the concessions and the rides are open. And we have 2 local bands this year. On Wednesday night will be the band 1055.
How about on Thursday? Lisa, tell us what's going on Thursday.
Thursday morning starts off with the Kitty Parade as it lines up at 9 o'clock at the Presbyterian Church. Judging is at 9:30. 10 a.m. the parade kicks off. It walks up and around the courthouse and back towards the church. Then after that, the rides will be open. And the rides from 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock will take 1 ticket less than the posted sign. So you get to save a little bit there. And another great way to save some money on your ride tickets is from now through July 30th, we are actually selling pre-sold discount ride tickets. 24 tickets for $20. You can get those at CNB, National Bank, or the Journal News. And then we will also have them at the Zone on Sunday during the car show, so you could stop by there and pick them up. Then on Thursday from 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock, there will be a quilt show in St. Paul's Lutheran Church upstairs. It was really beautiful last year. They had all the quilts laid across the pews, and it was just really pretty to see.
And that represents thousands of hours of work.
And Hillsboro's Quilt Guild is blessed with some extremely talented quilters. So if you like quilts, it's definitely worth going to see. The art show will also be open on Thursday, and they're having a special presentation this year of some artwork from Mercedes Lessman, who had entered the art show for years and years, and she has some fabulous things that will be shown. The Harkey House will be open. The Blackman Evans House will be open. Then from 2 to 4, the Distinguished Alumni Award winners will be honored at Gianni's Pizza. At 6:30, the road trip is the theme of our big parade. The parade will start, kick off, follow the same route it always has. And then after that, 8 o'clock, we've got the band Retro Rocket playing on the courthouse platform. They're a very popular local band. They've played many events around here, and people usually enjoy them, so that's worth coming to see. And then back after a 1-year break from last year, the German Waterloo Band will be down in front of Napa playing their music.
A lot of people like that. They just don't get to hear it very often, that's all. That's great. And if you've never been to an Old Settlers Parade, it's one of the big parades. It's big, huge. It's one of the great parades around. Yeah, it really is. Anything else, guys, that we might mention that maybe we didn't touch touch on about Old Settlers. What makes this so different than a lot of the other homecoming events and celebrations, John? What's the different thing about Old Settlers? For one thing, it's been around so long.
Probably the history is a big chunk of it. It all started off with tradition, you know, years and years ago, just to do something out at the, it was the fairgrounds. And what are we at the 133rd anniversary? So I don't think there's anything else around that compares with the length of time it's been around. I still say it really just represents a coming together. I mean, it always has been this thing about community. And I think that's what the center part of the county represents so well, is there's a difference here. You know, everybody comes together. Sometimes we fight about stuff. Sometimes we don't get along about some things, but
families do that.
You know, you get together and you want to get something done, and we all come together, you know. And it's that's what makes it a lot of fun. And you know, you got in Hillsborough, you got these class reunions. Everybody schedules class reunions always around the weekend of Old Settlers. And it's got a little complicated. You know, we've moved this thing up from what used to be the third or fourth week in August, and we've done that because the school year keeps advancing. But you know, that's the big thing, is the classes are now trying to catch up and get it scheduled a little bit earlier, because everybody used to always plan, they're coming back to Hillsborough, if they live in California or something, they're coming back to town for Old Settlers and stuff. So a lot of family, a lot of history, a lot of people stuff.
And it's been a few years since it's been moved, but it seems to me now it's kind of settled in now, and everybody's okay with the move as far as
I think so. We don't hear too much dissent anymore. We did at first. I mean, people didn't like the changes, and then change is always hard to manage. You know, you get used to stuff, and it's just hard to. The other thing I think, especially with the you got float builders, particularly the ones for the kiddie parade. You know, this especially the first year we did this, I think it really changed that, because it was so much, people were planning, well, okay, it's going to be the third week in August, so. People, it's the week before, they're really getting the float worked on. So you really had to change some, scramble like crazy to put some stuff together. And we got these insanely fabulous builders around here that build these wonderful floats. It's pretty cool.
Very competitive, isn't it?
It really, really is. No question about it.
Trying to show up one another. And they do a good job of it. It's a lot of fun to see the kids and the kiddie parade. All right. Old Settlers, Sunday, July 30th. And then on Wednesday, August 2nd. And Thursday, August 3rd. And if you have any questions, the website, Facebook page, okay? And, of course, we're going to be broadcasting from there. We always look forward to doing that. And it's August, so it's got to be...
Yeah, and the main program for Old Settlers, where most time we just bring it out the week before, a couple days before, it's being printed right now, and so it'll come out in Thursday's Journal this week, so it's available at the newsstands, or if you get it at home, look for it, then you can finalize your plans for the various events you want to participate in.
Again, that was Sam Whitlow, Lisa Irvin, John and Susie Gaylor, and Doug Johnson with the Hillsborough Old Settlers Committee. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. For Terry Tote, this is David Jenkins saying so long.